110 years on from Federation, Australians are to vote on whether Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders should be recognised in the Constitution. The vote will happen sometime in the next 3 years. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, made good on Labor's election promise and announced the plan for a referendum in Melbourne today. A panel made up of MPs, community leaders and Indigenous people will advise government on how best to amend the Constitution, but the Prime Minister admits that referenda rarely succeed and the process will be a challenging one. Kelly Lazzaro reports.
John Howard said he supported the idea. Tony Abbott does too. And today the Prime Minister Julia Gillard said now is the right time to start talking about a referendum on whether to recognise Indigenous Australians in the Constitution.
And we certainly believe that constitutional recognition is an important step to building trust and respect.
Labor promised the referendum during the election campaign. Ms Gillard says the time is ripe because constitutional recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders has widespread parliamentary support.
Prime Minister John Howard made a landmark address about this very matter to the Sydney Institute in 2007. Tony Abbott, the opposition leader, supports constitutional recognition. The Australian Greens have expressed their support for such a referendum, as have the independents in the House of Representatives, Rob Oakeshott, Tony Windsor and Andrew Wilkie. Now, this broad-based support in the Australian Parliament gives us a rare opportunity in the life of our nation. Support this widespread across the Parliament means we have a once-in-a-50-year opportunity for our country.
But referenda rarely succeed. Australia last held a referendum in 1999 when voters rejected a move to become a republic. In fact, only 8 of the 44 referenda since Federation have been successful. The Attorney-General, Robert McClelland, says there's hope for this one because one of those that did succeed was the 1967 referendum.
That had some 90% of Australians supporting it, so with the historic opportunity, with bipartisan support, with goodwill, with consultation and appropriate advice, we are confident that this presents an historic opportunity for Australians.
The Aboriginal Affairs Minister, Jenny Macklin, says the referendum is the next step in the process of closing the gap in Indigenous disadvantage, which she says started with the national apology to the Stolen Generation.
We are very optimistic that this change can be brought about, and that's the job of the expert panel, to build that consensus across the political spectrum and across this very big country of ours. So this is a very significant day, a very significant step forward in that journey that we began with the apology.
The expert panel will be established by the end of the year, made up of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people, MPs, constitutional lawyers and community leaders. Its job will be to advise how best to amend the Constitution and then embark on a national conversation to build voter support for a yes vote. Prime Minister Julia Gillard says the panel will report back to government by the end of next year.
This expert body will work closely with organisations with expertise and history of engagement on this issue, and that includes the Australian Human Rights Commission, the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, and Reconciliation Australia. Now, I'm certain the work of this body will give the referendum every chance of success.
But the Prime Minister wouldn't say whether the referendum will be held before or at the next federal election in 2013, nor would she be drawn on how the referendum question would be worded or how much it would cost. The Australian Greens wasted no time taking credit for the move, saying the referendum was part of their agreement with Labor to help form government. The Greens' Indigenous spokeswoman, Rachel Seward, says it's important the debate is not bogged down by politics.
There needs to be very widespread and detailed consultation so that the question that is asked is supported by the community. We need to make sure that the community has a clear understanding of what is being included into the Constitution. This is why it's so important that we get it right, because it is so important that we believe that this gets up.
To succeed, a referendum must attract a majority yes vote in a majority of states, as well as a majority of the national vote overall.
Kelly Lazzaro.